USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
First Lady Jill Biden is using her second solo overseas trip to meet Ukrainian refugees by visiting NATO countries, Romania and Slovakia.
I just wanted to say thank you to you all for coming on the trip. I really appreciate it. It's so important to the president and to me that the Ukrainian people know that we stand with them. So I hope you have a good flight.
Ms. Biden on the tarmac leaving the United States this morning. She will spend Mother's Day meeting with displaced families in a small Slovakian village on the border with Ukraine. Ukrainian fighters in the tunnels underneath Mariupol's destroyed steel plant held out against Russian troops Thursday in an increasingly desperate effort to block Russian soldiers from its biggest win of the war. Russia estimates some 2,000 Ukrainian fighters are still fighting at Mariupol's sprawling steel plant, the last pocket of resistance in a city largely reduced to rubble. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The opioid epidemic in America has one responsible American company paying up.
Florida has reached a settlement with Walgreens over its role in the opioid epidemic. The state will receive $680 million in what Florida's Attorney General calls a historic settlement that will have far-reaching impact across the nation. Under the terms of the agreement, Walgreens admits no wrongdoing or liability. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Researchers trying to learn what killed the first person to receive a heart transplant from a pig have discovered the organ harbored an animal virus, but cannot say if that's what caused the man's death. 57-year-old David Bennett Sr. died in March, 2 months after the pig heart transplant at the University of Maryland. A Friday and Cinco de Mayo? Things are looking up, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Late in 1861, a well-armed French fleet of 8,000 soldiers attacked Veracruz, landing a large French force and driving Mexican President Juarez and his government into retreat. Moving on from Veracruz towards Mexico City, the French army encountered heavy resistance from 4,000 Mexicans. Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of the Mexican victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862. As President Biden promised to unite the country during his campaign speeches, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt on Newsmax.
I'm not sure you've had somebody in that office describe half of the country essentially as the most radical and politically extreme organization in the history of the world. He's been the most divisive president we've had in maybe in the history of the country, certainly in recent memory. I can't believe that he's outdone Barack Obama in that regard, but he might have done it. And it's part and parcel for the left right now, which is to sow division. And they're trying to do it at every level. But the good news is this is a party that President Trump has transformed, a party that's proud of its country, unapologetic about it, who believes that our best days are ahead of us and that people can speak their mind freely, which is, again, why you see the Ministry of Truth now popping up, trying to suppress conservative speech everywhere. So, again, I think the Republican Party stands to have historic gains this November. I think there's a reckoning coming. Americans want their country back, and that's what this election cycle is going to be all about.
My name is Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.